Hi, my name is Annika. You're listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the library, the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Annika. Annika likes reading, writing, riding horses, doing gymnastics, and lots of other things. But there is one thing she doesn't like, mosquitoes. You are listening to 105.9 Radio The Brig, coming to you from Aylmer, Ontario. I'm Julie Berry. Our show today is all about mosquitoes, and Annika, our co-host. Oh, there's that pesky little mosquito again. Annika, I don't think you're alone in your opinion of mosquitoes. Why don't you like them?
Well, all they really do is suck your blood, and their saliva makes you itchy, and they don't pollinate, and they don't eat other bugs.
So what's the point of mosquitoes, anyway?
I'm sure there's something they're important for.
I went to work at the library and found a great book all about mosquitoes. I found out these little bugs are very important to our world because fish and tadpoles eat them, and birds and spiders, dragonflies, damselflies, and frogs love mosquitoes. Our story today is about a mosquito who caused a lot of trouble. But first, are you between 11 and 14? Are you interested in earning a little money? Here's something coming up at the Springfield Public Library you might want to know about. On Saturday, November 3rd, Springfield Library is offering a Red Cross babysitting course from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pre-register today. It costs $50, and when the day is over, you will have a certificate to show to any parents in your neighborhood who are looking for a good, reliable babysitter. And at the Aylmer Library, there is help for anybody who's not too sure about how ebooks or audiobooks work. Learn how to use free library apps. Come to the library in Aylmer on Mondays from 5:30 to 8:30. Call ahead and book an appointment with Miranda and bring any questions you may have about your computer. There's so much going on at the libraries in Elgin County, I can't possibly tell you about everything. Check out the Elgin County website or walk through the library door and ask a friendly library assistant about the programs they offer.
Our book is Why Mosquitoes Buzz in People's Ears by Verna Ardima. Pictures by Leo and Diane Dillon. I know this is a good book because it won the Caldecott Medal.
Thanks, Annika.
You're welcome.
Harunye, harunye maruna, harunye, harunye marunya, harunye.
One morning, a mosquito saw an iguana drinking at a waterhole. The mosquito said, "Iguana, you will never believe what I saw yesterday." "Try me," said the iguana. The mosquito said, "I saw a farmer digging yams that were almost as big as I am." "What's a mosquito compared to a yam?" snapped the iguana grumpily. "I would rather be deaf than listen to such nonsense." Then he stuck two sticks in his ears and went off neck. Neck, neck, neck. The iguana was still grumbling to himself when he happened to pass by a python. The big snake raised his head and said, "Good morning, iguana." The iguana did not answer, but lumbered on, bobbing his head, madam in, madam in. "Now, why won't he speak to me?" said the python to himself. Iguana must be angry about something. I'm afraid he is plotting some mischief against me. He began looking for somewhere to hide. The first likely place he found was a rabbit hole, and in he went, wassa-wooshu, wassa-wooshu, wassa-wooshu. When the rabbit saw the big snake coming into her burrow, she was terrified. She scurried out through her back way and bounded, crick, 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 across a clearing. Crow saw the rabbit running for her life. He flew into the forest, crying, It was his duty to spread the alarm in case of danger. A monkey heard the crow. He was sure that some dangerous beast was prowling near. He began screeching and leaping killy-willy through the trees to help warn the other animals. As the monkey was crashing through the treetops, he happened to land on a dead limb. It broke and fell on an owl's nest, killing one of the owlets. Mother Owl was not at home, for though she usually hunted only in the night, this morning she was still out searching for one more tidbit to satisfy her hungry babies. When she returned to the nest, she found one of them dead. Her other children told her that the monkey had killed it. All that day and all that night, she sat in her tree, so sad, so sad, so sad. Now, it was Mother Owl who woke the sun each day so that the dawn could come. But this time, when she should have hooted for the sun, she didn't do it. The night grew longer and longer. The animals of the forest knew it was lasting much too long. They feared that the sun would never come back. At last, King Lion called a meeting of the animals. They came and sat down, pen, 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 around a council fire. Mother Owl did not come, so the antelope was sent to fetch her. When she arrived, King Lion asked, Mother Owl, why have you not called the sun? The night has lasted long, 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 and everyone is worried. Mother Owl said, Monkey killed one of my owlets. Because of that, I cannot bear to wake the sun. The king said to the gathered animals, Did you hear? It was the monkey who killed the owlet, and now Mother Owl won't wake the sun so that the day can come. Then King Lion called the monkey. He came before him, nervously glancing from side to side, rim, 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 rim. Monkey, said the king, why did you kill one of Mother Owl's babies? Oh, king, said the monkey, it was the crow's fault. He was calling out and calling to warn us of danger, and I went leaping through the trees to help. A limb broke under me, and it fell, ta, on the owl's nest. The king said to the council, So, it was the crow who alarmed the monkey who killed the owlet, and now Mother Owl won't wake the sun so that the day can come. Then the king called for the crow. That big bird came flapping up. He said, King Lion, it was the rabbit's fault. I saw her running for her life in the daytime. Wasn't that reason enough to spread an alarm? The king nodded his head and said to the council, So, it was the rabbit who startled the crow, who alarmed the monkey, who killed the owlet. And now Mother Owl won't wake the sun so that the day can come. Then King Lion called the rabbit. The timid little creature stood before him, one trembling paw drawn up uncertainly. Rabbit, cried the king, why did you break a law of nature and go running, running, running in the daytime? O king, said the rabbit, it was the python's fault. I was in my house, minding my own business, when that big snake came in and chased me out. The king said to the council, So it was the python who scared the rabbit, who startled the crow, who alarmed the monkey, who killed the owlet. And now Mother Owl won't wake the sun so that the day can come. King Lion called the python, who came slithering wasawusu, wasawusu, past the other animals. "But King," he cried, "it was the iguana's fault. He wouldn't speak to me, and I thought he was plotting some mischief against me. When I crawled into the rabbit's hole, I was only trying to hide." The king said to the council, "So it was the iguana who frightened the python, who scared the rabbit, who startled the crow, who alarmed the monkey, who killed the owlet. And now Mother Owl won't wake the sun so that the day can come." Now the iguana was not at the meeting, for he had not heard about it. The antelope was sent to fetch him. All the animals laughed when they saw the iguana coming, bedamin, bedamin, with the sticks still stuck in his ears. King Lion pulled out the sticks, prup, prup. Then he asked, "Iguana, what evil have you been plotting against the python?" "None, none at all," cried the iguana. "Python is my friend." "Then why wouldn't you say good morning to me?" demanded the snake. "I didn't hear you, or even see you," said the iguana. "Mosquito told me such a big lie, I couldn't bear to listen to it, so I put sticks in my ears." laughed the lion. "So that's why you had sticks in your ears?" "Yes," said the iguana, "it was the mosquito's fault." King Lion said to the council, "So it was the mosquito who annoyed the iguana, who frightened the python, who scared the rabbit, who startled the crow, who alarmed the monkey, who killed the owlet. And now Mother Owl won't wake the sun so that day can come." "Punish the mosquito! Punish the mosquito!" cried all the animals. When Mother Owl heard that, she was satisfied. She turned her head toward the east and hooted. And the sun came up. Meanwhile, the mosquito had listened to it all from a nearby bush. She crept under a curly leaf, Sam, and was never found and brought before the council. But because of this, the mosquito has a guilty conscience. To this day, she goes about whining in people's ears. "Zoo, zoo, is everyone still angry at me?" When she does that, she gets an honest answer. Pow! Need a little something for your funny bone? Listen to this.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Achilles.
Achilles who?
Achilles mosquitoes with a swatter. Check It In, Check It Out would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario. Thank you to all the folks at Radio DeBrigg for putting our show on the air. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 FM Radio DeBrigg on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5:15. If you missed the show, don't worry. You can find all our shows as podcasts on the Elgin County website. Just find the one you want to listen to and click on it. Sit back and enjoy. We love it when you listen.
And that does it for our show tonight. A great big thank you to Annika for co-hosting, and thanks to all of you out in Radio Land for listening. Tune in next week, same time, same place. I'm Julie Berry. Have a great week. Stay tuned for Mary Hamm.
Check It In, Check It Out as a radio program wurde alle am der Elgin County Library yet. Dit program spielt jeden Montag, jeden Abend, viertel über sechs bei Radio DeBrigg 105.9 FM. Wenn ihr dort am Montag nicht gehört habt, könnt ihr dort am Mittwoch hören, dann wird dort noch einmal krieg dieselbe Zeit ewig gespielt worden. Die wollen auch sehr schöne Geschichten hören und die wollen auch anwohnen, wo die alle anjet in der Bibliothek, wo dich bejüngt ist. Dort einzige, wo die Brocken, Tabeke, DVDs und CDs lehen, ist die Library Court und die ist für free. Komm bloß bei der County Library nan, wo dich bejüngt ist. So, kommt in der Bibliothek. Vi gleichen dort, wann ihr uns besiegen.
Axan Mary Ham.
Eine Helperin bei der Elmer Old Town Hall Library. Habt ne scheine Weg und Dankschein für Harchen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.